It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast, the Ministry of Torso, Times of Refreshing, Simplicity of Eden Ministry. And we're so glad that you are with us. We did take a little needed break, and we thank God for bringing us all back together. I'm looking at the list of callers, and I know everybody is not here, so I'll just wait and make an announcement in a moment. We're going to ask my wife if she would take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, loving Lord, we thank you for this day of creation. We thank you for giving us another opportunity to come together and to recognize the goodness of the Lord. May we taste and see how good you are today as we open up your word. Please allow for our pastor to be filled with your spirit. Give him the words to speak to us and feed us fresh manna from heaven as we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
today is on Matthew 11:28-30. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for all that you have done for us, and we ask that you would be with us. Come and have tabernacle with us. Help us to understand greater glimpses of your character and be filled with your spirit that we might emulate your perfectness. Amen. Sorry about that, friends. Guess that was a little snooze. All right. God is good. We are grateful to talk about the phrase, "Come unto me, all ye that labor," and its accompanying verses. The Bible says, "Come unto me." This was Jesus saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." My brothers and sisters, Jesus invites us to come. So we don't have to worry about whether we would be uninvited guests or be awkward in his presence. You know, if you've ever walked someplace and maybe the host wasn't expecting you, that's not a comfortable feeling. Crashing a party, so to speak. You're not crashing a party with Jesus. He has invited us to come unto him. And who has he invited? He invites everybody, because he invites all who are weary and heavy laden. "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And so the biggest burden that we carry is the burden of sin. And all of us carry that burden until we've come to Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, he took upon himself our sin. Let's go in our Bibles to Isaiah 53, and let's look at verse 6. It says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Every sin that we've ever committed has been laid on Christ. That's a beautiful song. There is a beautiful song that says, "I lay my sins on Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. He bears them all and frees us from the accursed load." My brothers and sisters, some people like to cling to sin. If we cling to it, God can't cure us from it. But if we want Jesus, even if we're struggling, he will give us the power and the strength, that he will deliver us if we ask for his deliverance, my friends. I liked it. It says, "The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. So come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." All of us have sinned, and we have that burden on our hearts, and we try to work our way into deliverance. That doesn't work. We have to surrender to Christ. He has promised. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." I want to read to you what that yoke actually is. This is from a book called Desire of Ages, and it is page 329. Desire of Ages, page 329. It says, "The yoke that binds to service is the law of God, the great law of love revealed in Eden, proclaimed upon Sinai, and in the new covenant written in the heart, is that which binds the human worker to the will of God. If we were left to follow our own inclinations, to go just where our will would lead us, we should fall into Satan's ranks and become possessors of his attributes. Therefore, God confines us to his will, which is high and noble and elevating. He desires that we shall patiently and wisely take up the duties of service. The yoke of service Christ himself has borne in humanity. He said, 'I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Psalms 40, verse 8. My brothers and sisters, a yoke binds two beasts of burden. Christ is there with us, walking with us. He said, take my yoke upon you. So it's around his neck, and it can be around our neck. Therefore, when they yoked two cattle together, they walked together. If one was weaker, the stronger one pulled them along. If one was moving too fast and was inexperienced, the stronger one would hold him back. That's what Christ does for us. And he wants us to understand that he will take care of all of our issues and every burden. Listen to this in this same chapter. It says, worry is blind and cannot discern the future, but Jesus sees the end from the beginning. In every difficulty, he has prepared a way. In every difficulty, he has his way prepared to bring relief. Did you catch that? There is relief already prepared for every difficulty. Our Heavenly Father has 1,000 ways to provide for us, of which we know nothing. Those who accept the one principle of making the service and honor of God supreme will find perplexities vanish and a plain path before their feet. My brothers and sisters, I want to just let you know that God has 1,000 ways to provide. We don't know what they are. So sometimes we pray and we pray for specific things to happen, but God has another way of producing the same result. And I just want to, by way of testimony, this is also a way of letting you all know what has happened as we've been praying and need to continue to pray for our dear friends of the ministry. So they were sentenced on Friday, and our prayer was that our greater prayer was that God deliver them, and our specific prayer was that God use this judge. Well, God, it does not appear, used the judge because they were sentenced to the maximum of what they could be sentenced to. So we didn't fret because I know that God has a way of delivering. So what happened was one of their attorneys came to us after he thanked us for coming, and he just, you know, was really personable. And, you know, in that industry, that is he was caring. That is rare in that industry. Judges cold and callous, attorneys cold and callous, in it for the money, in it for the recognition, whatever. He took the time to come and talk to us. He gave us detailed information, let us look at some things and that type of thing and all of that. But one of the things he told us, and this is a wonderful thing, is that what he's going to do, and listen to this, this is the attorney for one of our friends. He said he is going to file an appeal or whatever it is in legal terms and say that he gave ineffective counsel. He's basically saying, I didn't represent her well. Now, he's doing that so that she can be resentenced in a different jurisdiction. The problem that we have here, unfortunately, there are prejudiced people in the world. And both black and white, Asian and Hispanic, and in every race, there are people that are prejudiced. And this area has a reputation for not being kind or lenient or understanding toward those who are of a different color. And so the bottom line is that is the attorney's we already knew that, but the attorney told us that, and he himself is not of our race. But he just said that you just don't have a chance in this jurisdiction, but there is a way that we can have them resentenced. So what we need to pray, he's going to file for one of them. We need to pray that that same filing will be able to happen for the other. And that appears to be the miracle. Now, what did we just learn? God has a thousand ways. I'll read it to you. And this is page 330 of Desire of Ages. Our Heavenly Father has a thousand ways to provide for us, of which we know nothing. So if this doesn't work, God still, if he has a thousand and we thought the judge was going to be the way, that brought it to 999. And then the attorney told us that they can be resentenced in another jurisdiction if he files these papers. And I want you all to think about the humility of this attorney. He's basically saying, I, as an attorney, did not do a good job. How many people would admit that they didn't do a good job? Now, he did a good job, but he's saying that because he does not feel that they had a proper chance of being sentenced fairly in that jurisdiction. So I thought that was a miracle. To me, that was more than the miracle of a judge, giving a lenient sentence, because for the lawyer to have that kind of foresight, and if that doesn't work, God still has 998 ways left, brothers and sisters. We need to keep praying. We need to keep trusting. So that is my update. It's a testimony, and let's just keep praying, because God can still has. This is the 999. One was down, and so we still have 999, but we talked to that attorney, very personable person, and I thought that was very, he was sent of God to that case for that reason. We would not have known anything, and many people would not know those kinds of things. And so praise God, my friend. God is good. We are excited. God is working, and we appreciate your prayers. Do not stop. Let's keep praying. We will keep you updated on that. And we're not going to have the wellness segment of our broadcast today. If anyone wants to, we'll have a little prayer. If anyone wants to say anything or share anything, please press *6. And then after that, my wife will close us out. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we close this worship and testimony and report, we pray that you will bless us. Help us to understand that when you say your yoke is easy and your burden is light, that you have a thousand ways prepared for us of which we know nothing, that you already have a plan for every difficulty before it even happens. And so we give you praise, glory, and honor, and thanksgiving for this. Lord, we ask that you will please help us, that we will do our very best, and we place all the matters of this ministry, of our personal lives, of our families' lives, in your hands. For we choose to walk with the one who was for whom our iniquity was laid. And you paid the ultimate price for us, the second death, the only holy being to experience the second death ever in the history or even in any possible future time. Thank you for that great sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my friends, God is good. Anybody want to share anything, please press *6. Happy new week to everyone. We wish you guys richest blessings, and we are grateful to be back with you, sharing and worshiping together. Anyone want to share anything, please press *6. We'll go ahead and do roll call first. We on Facebook, we have our dear brother Peyton out of North Carolina, and good morning to us and happy Sunday. And on the call, we have Ohio. We have why am I drawing a blank? Pennsylvania. There it is, the state I live in. Maryland. Delaware. Amen. Praise God. We have New Jersey. We have Oklahoma. We have Virginia. We have Iowa. We have Oklahoma again. And we have South Carolina. Who would like to share? Just press *6. Or if you want to type anything on Facebook, please feel free to do so. All right. Well, praise God. Saints must want to spend a little time in prayer with the Lord. That's a beautiful thing. I'm going to ask my wife, Undreamed Of, if she would take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray, Father in heaven. We thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for your word. We pray that your spirit will continue to be with us throughout this day as we ask for your guidance and counseling, your leading, directing, instructing in our lives. And we pray that all that we do today will bring glory and honor unto you. Thank you for being a God who cares, who hears, who knows, and who answers prayers, all in accordance with your perfect will. We pray that you will bless every heart in a special way as you continue to help us, Lord, to draw close to you. May we be faithful, and may we be with you, for we know you're coming soon, and we want to be faithful to be able to be ready, to be redeemed. May we cast all of our cares upon your feet, and may we please, Lord, surrender all to you. Please help us to be cleansed of all unrighteousness, and allow us to be into the image of our lovely Jesus Christ. In his name we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time. Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now and during death. God bless you.
Amen. Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord till I die. I will walk with the Lord. I will walk with the Lord. I will love.